Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Midwest Hemp Council Weekly Podcast, brought to you by the Bose Public Affairs Group at Bose, McKinney & Evans. I'm your host, Jason Dozier. Thanks again for joining us this week. On today's podcast, we'll talk with Jamie Campbell-Petty about the many different Midwest and Indiana hemp functions and events happening this month. Jamie, how you doing this week?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Appreciate you joining us again this week. And we're going to make it exclusively Jamie Campbell-Petty today because, again, we have so much to cover. And let's start with, actually, a couple days ago, the Midwest Hemp Council annual business meeting. Bigger this year than ever.
It was. And we did conduct this telephonically as we're close to the holidays and wanted to minimize the time commitment for everyone. Mm-hmm. I believe we had around 45 to 50 members participate in the call. And just kind of to review, we went over our membership has grown to 232 members this year, and we represent 21 states.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So obviously not just the Midwest. So it's nice to have contact with people in and around all of these other states, since our primary goal was to solidify the industry platform through regulatory legislative matters and education. So it's nice to see this growth. And in doing so, then our goals are obviously to grow along with our membership. The organization aims to improve quality of representation and management, and we are taking steps to do that. So it's really exciting, and I think our members over the next 3-4 months are going to see some significant changes.
Well, at the Hemp at the Crossroads Education and Trade Show a few weeks ago, it was neat to see people again from all over the country and Canada as well. So it was really neat to be able to walk around, talk to all these people, find out they're from different states, different areas. So it certainly is growing.
It is. And one of the things that we've done to start a more assertive leadership program is we have developed several committees. The first two committees, one is the membership committee, and we are proud to announce that Austin Rodas has agreed to serve as the director of that committee. Austin, as everyone knows, has been just incredibly supportive while at the same time building his own business, but has always lent time and financial support and guidance to this industry.
Austin Rodas, of course, with Dream Nutrition. Not easy to start and run a business, but also committing the time that it takes for to be the with the membership committee. Definitely a big time commitment.
It is, and we are excited that he agreed to do this for us. He has always been, he was board member of Indiana Hemp Industries Association and has always been a mentor of sorts as we move through the growth and, you know, maneuver the hurdles that exist in the industry as we take this industry out of its infancy. So Austin will oversee membership committee, which is going to include many things from member services to we're launching a new MemberClix software package, which will go live in a few months. That's going to automate the membership process. Mm-hmm. And we'll provide website integration, event integration, and provide a lot of information on a more automated basis. So Austin will be overseeing all of that as that unfolds. We also hope to provide member discounts, not just on events as we do now, but hopefully services and products from our members will be a part of the membership package. So those are kind of the things we're looking at. And then also he will help us guide and expand our committee representation and leadership. So very excited and grateful to Austin for that commitment.
I was talking to Jessica Scott yesterday, and we're planning to get the information on the Midwest Hemp Council website about the Animal Feed Committee.
Yes, that is something that a lot of Hoosiers in particular and the folks in the Midwest region have developed a strong interest. We have people in Wisconsin, North Dakota, Indiana, Illinois, who are all involved in this research and the growth of this part of the industry. So, and Jessica has was past executive director of INHIA. She also sits on the National Hemp Feed Coalition Committee. So when we decided to, Midwest Hemp Council decided to establish a committee specific to animal feed, it made sense. And for Jessica to take on the director position for this committee, she will continue to do what she's been doing, which is be a bridge between the National Hemp Feed Coalition as well as Midwest Hemp Council's Animal Feed Committee, which we hope will grow past just the immediacy, which is Purdue and some Indiana farmers, but we're hoping that we will bring in more of the Midwest participants much closer so that we can all work together on this issue.
And what will some of the goals and responsibilities be for this committee?
It is, right now, animal feed is, hemp as animal feed is not allowed for animals that are going to enter into the food system. So there is research that has to be conducted. Right now, we have research going on with feeding the cake, which is left over after cold pressing oil, feeding the cake to hogs. We have biomass or spent stalks being fed to cattle. And there's a variety. There's feeding the grain to poultry. So there are a variety of projects that are being undertaken, and we just need to expand those. The documentation has to follow a certain process, which is something I am not very familiar with, and that's why it is so important that Jessica serve as a bridge between the National Hemp Feed Coalition and our Animal Feed Committee. She's working closely with Bob Geiger, and he is the president of AFCO and based in Purdue. So she will be able to bring these resources together and keep our membership involved and engaged.
So we have a membership committee. We have a new animal feed committee. Other committees in the works?
Yes, we have agreed that we will soon be looking at a establishment of a fiber committee, a grain committee. And also there's discussion regarding state representation, because right now we have numerous members in different states, but we have not yet formed a solid and fluid way for communication. So we want to find an efficient manner in which we can communicate with each of our states and continue to improve how we collaborate.
And along with these new committees and the committees in the works, you're also working on some expanded strategic partnerships, I understand.
We are, as everyone is hopefully aware, Bowman Family Holdings and Cocaline came alongside Midwest Hemp Council just a few months ago to elevate and support the platform that we are building. They understand the value of association and networking and have been very generous in their participation. We're also talking with other strategic partnerships that will help us complete that. We're very excited to announce that Indiana Farm Bureau is coming alongside of us. We are working out some details with that right now, but they will be joining the effort. And the focus for this will probably be in communications and education.
Well, with the holiday season upon us, and of course, that means a lot of shopping, and we certainly would like to encourage everyone to shop local and shop hemp if possible.
Jason, that's right. One of the things that I learned when I started working with the hemp industry and was surrounded by younger people was the issue for conscious consumerism. And for me, quite honestly, in 2012, that was a new term, and have now learned how important that is. And it's very simple. Most of us know it very well now, but where you spend every dollar matters. That's why we support local. That's why we support our businesses that are members. And this is a way not only to support them, but it's a way to educate. So by spending your money through the holidays, by purchasing hemp products throughout the Midwest or within Indiana, by purchasing those as gifts, you're not only giving a gift of nutrition, good nutrition, or clothing, but you're also educating the recipient of that about the hemp industry. So we can't say enough about the importance of your shopping dollar, and not even just for hemp, but as you shop, you know, please consider your local support. But again, hemp is where we're encouraging people to put their shopping dollar so that we can educate and promote the industry.
And of course, when we encourage people to purchase their hemp products, CBD products locally, we're not necessarily talking about going into the gas station. There are a lot of our members that have establishments in Indiana and other states as well. Here in Indianapolis, we have Elite Health and Wellness, Dream Nutrition, several others we could go on and mention. But when we do say buy local, maybe do a little homework, look for our membership, look for folks out there that can explain CBD products and hemp products to you, so you're taking them effectively and not wasting that money.
And it's important. You could even start on our members page. Go to MidwestHempCouncil.com, look through our members page that links to local businesses. That might be a really good place for people to start. But also following us on Facebook and Twitter, we are posting a new business every day. And those will be, you know, quality products that you can count on.
And that's exactly why we list our members on the website. And speaking of the website and Christmas, something else you can give as a gift, the 2020 Midwest Hemp Calendar.
Yes, yes, they're going to be available. They're available online. And then at our various events that are coming up, we'll have those with us there too.
And before we get to the holidays, Jamie, we do have quite a few events coming up, especially here, the next few days on the 16th, a couple different events, the Indiana Hemp Advisory Committee hearing, also the Farm Journal Hemp College. Talk about the Indiana Hemp Advisory Committee hearing and what that's all about coming up on the 16th of December.
Jason, thank you. Yes, this will be the last advisory committee meeting prior to the launch of licensing for 2020. So this will be the public's last opportunity to participate in a hearing, weigh in with comments before we launch licensing, which will probably be about the second week of January. So if you have issues or concerns, hopefully you can attend. There have been many education events going on around the state. We are continuing with those. Don Robison has been incredibly generous with his time to come out not only at Hemp at the Crossroads, but we were in Rushville. They're all over the state. You can get that from our website, from social media. And so those are wonderful opportunities to learn about the licensing. But again, this IHAC committee on the 16th will be the final hearing prior to the launch of the 2020 regulatory framework.
Okay, and also on the same day, the Farm Journal Hemp College is going on. Tell us what that's all about.
It is. So Farm Journal has their annual Ag Tech Expo, and it's at the JW Marriott this year. And on the 16th will be Hemp College for one day. Our Marguerite Bolt of Purdue Extension, as well as Mike Lewis of Third Wave Farms, will be speaking. And Midwest Hemp Council will be there as part of the trade show.
Okay. And is that a two-day event, the 16th and 17th, or just the 16th?
The 16th is the Hemp College, but the whole event is the 16th and 17th. So Midwest Hemp Council will be there on the 16th and the 17th in the trade show area.
All right. And are there any other dates here before the Christmas holidays that we need to discuss or thereafter?
Yeah, so, Jason, tomorrow, myself and two growers, Adam Klein and Adam Myers, as well as Marguerite Bolt, will be at the Indiana Farm Bureau Convention. It's their annual convention at French Lick. So if any of our members are going to be there, please look us up. Tomorrow between 1 and 5, we will be participating in the Innovation Showcase, and we will be at a small booth. They call them a pod. They're setting these up as pods, and we'll be there to talk to you about hemp. So come talk to us. That's tomorrow between 1 and 5 at the Indiana Farm Bureau Convention.
And by tomorrow, I just will point out, you do mean the 13th of December.
Yes, yes, thank you. Yes, so the, and then as we discussed, the 16th is the IHAC committee meeting up in West Lafayette. And then on the 19th, we will be at Du Bois County for a hemp program at 1 p.m. And again, that information is on our website. So those are the key things that are approaching. We have many things coming up in January that we'll keep you apprised of. Our member, iHemp Michigan, they are having a Midwest iHemp Expo in Lansing, January 10th and 11th. I encourage you to look at that. That's on our website. So lots of opportunities approaching, and we encourage you just to stay tuned through social media, both Twitter, Facebook, and our website, so that you can see the dates, because we are going to be around the state in January, February, and into March for education and networking.
Very busy time for Executive Director of the Midwest Hemp Very busy time for the executive director of the Midwest Hemp Council, Jamie Campbell-Petty. Jamie, some other things we need to certainly point out or continue our conversation. The USDA proposed hemp production regulations. This is a take action situation on the front page of the Midwest Hemp Council. We encourage people to go there. The interim final rules, you can submit your comments. Very important for people. They still have time to do that.
Yes, Jason, thanks. You're right. The USDA comment period is currently set to terminate on December 30th. If you go to our website, we make it very easy for you to participate. It's important that you do this. Justin Swanson talked about it at Hemp at the Crossroads. I know he's talked about it with you, Jason. And folks, a lot of people have petitions going around, change.org, or these Facebook petitions. That's great, but honestly, we need to use the USDA portal. This is their final interim rule. They have given us the opportunity to do so. You want to respond directly through that portal to the USDA. That is what will have immediate and the most impact. So if you go to our website, there's even a link to the language. You can simply open that link. You can copy and paste that right into your form on the USDA portal. I would encourage you to modify it to represent your personal position and your personal role within the industry, but it is imperative that we take the next 2 weeks to respond to this and do so in your words, but we've made it very easy providing some language. So please go out and do that soon.
And once again, that's on the front page of the Midwest Hemp Council website. And to get more information, the last couple of podcasts, the last couple of weeks, we had Don Robinson on. He talked about it extensively. So you can get detailed information on what you need to know by listening to some of the past podcasts, as well as, again, going to the website. Once again, Executive Director Jamie Campbell-Petty. Jamie, anything else we can add this week?
No, Jason, thanks for your patience today. I'm a little all over the place, but hopefully everyone has a great weekend, and we will be back next week before taking a week off so that everyone can enjoy their holidays and focus on that, and we'll chat then.
You're actually taking a holiday break?
We all are. It's demanded.
Fantastic. Once again, Jamie, appreciate it, and we will talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks, Jason.
And that's going to do it for our show this week. We certainly hope you've been both entertained and informed. And if you'd like more information, go to our website, MidwestHempCouncil.com. Thanks again for tuning in, and remember to tell a friend about the Midwest Hemp Council podcast, brought to you by the Bose Public Affairs Group at Bose, McKinney & Evans. I'm your host, Jason Dozier. We'll see you next week, everybody.